laborers together with God in the church, September 14. God places benevolence close beside prayer. Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God, Acts 10:4. True Christian benevolence springs from the principle of grateful love. Love to Christ cannot exist without corresponding love to those whom he came into the world to redeem. Love to Christ must be the ruling principle of the being, controlling all its emotions and directing all its energies. Redeeming love should awaken all that tender affection and self-sacrificing devotion that is possible to exist in the heart of man. When this is the case, no heart-stirring appeals will be needed to break through their selfishness and awaken their dormant sympathies to call forth benevolent offerings for the precious cause of truth. Rightly directed, benevolence draws upon the mental and moral energies of men and excites them to most helpful action in blessing the needy and advancing the cause of God. If those who have means should realize that they are accountable to God for every dollar that they expend, their supposed wants would be much less. If conscience was alive, she would testify of needless appropriations in the gratification of the appetite and in ministering to pride, to vanity, and to amusements, and report the squandering of their Lord's money which should have been devoted to his cause. The length and happiness of life consists not in the amount of our earthly possessions. Those churches who are the most systematic and liberal in sustaining the cause of God are the most prosperous spiritually. True liberality in the follower of Christ identifies his interest with that of his master. Worldliness and covetousness are eating out the vitals of God's people. They should understand that it is his mercy which multiplies the demands for their means. The angel of God places benevolent acts close beside prayer. He said to Cornelius, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God."